This is an MUT Radio podcast.
We are now crossing over straight to Usenz, who's now in the car with our head of department, Lapayana Gwa Transport, Ugatjeni. Sanibona bafethu, ni right lapho?
Hayi bo, si right kakhulu, singezwa kunina, siyakhipha the side.
Asuka nini madoda, nazo.
Slano head of department aka transport ngiyakutshela.
Ushubile lapho.
Okay, ugatsheni.
Boya benyatha, usibonge kakhulu bafowethu. So imoto sisukile kasuke.
Hayi sisukile imoto.
Sisukile
on the road.
You fasten your seat belt, ukutshela ugatsheni ukuthi fasi ibhande. Ukuthi uhlala kahle lapho. Gatsheni,
baba.
Ni right lap.
Njani yaphila?
Hayi sikhona mfethu singezwa kunina lapha emotweni ukuthi ni right.
No siyaphila kakhulu siya cruiser la with MUT Radio. Siyajabula ukuthi nisimeme sibe nathi sibe khona kunini.
Hayi number 1 beautiful man, beautiful sons. Please man do your thing lapho and yeah we're still going to be here. It is the weekend top 5 with Ukhehla Ndlovu who is the head of department lapha na kwa transport and we are having a ball again njengoba seshilo ukuthi we are cruising. As cruising ke bafowethu lapha zish.
All right. So this morning we do have, as Lushozi has said, Ubabukhehla Ndlovu. He comes from Mpendle and Umgungundlovu, which is my hometown. He started working as a truck driver in 2011, where he was driving from Durban to Johannesburg. And in 2015 September, he got an opportunity to come join Mangosuthu University of Technology and work as a driver in transport department. Umas Deshandu, who was a head of department at the time, encouraged him to take a fleet management course, so that he could learn more about fleets as he was the youngest driver in the department. But Ketlis, all right.
No, ngiyaphila kakhulu, ngiyaphila.
Mina ngifuna ukwazi ukuthi there seems to be a common denominator kwi career yakho okuthi it's either uyakuthanda ukudriva noma uyakuthanda ukuhamba. Ngicela ukwazi ukuthi i-interest yakho ekuhambeni and being on the road yaqhamukaphi?
I think ngumuntu obethanda kakhulu izimoto. So uma sengithanda kakhulu imoto then I decided ukuthi after ngiqeda isikole, I mean uzinto ekhulu emgaqweni to travel in now, which is something ngenze cool in Durban.
Yeah.
When mase come opportunity ase mangosuthu ngibake ngoku Bloemfontein with my student my sport.
Yeah.
Kakhulukazi yeah.
Lovely. Ngisacela ungitshele ukuthi usakhula who did you look up to? I want to know ukuthi how the opportunity of being a truck driver came along and yayinjani experience yakho ukudrivena ama truck.
I think umalume wami ngikhule ekhaya even though behamba isikhathi eside uyena inspire kusha kakhulu ukuthi behamba indawo ezikude abuya xa ukuthi hey bengise Cape Town ngihambile ngama truck ngabona ukuthi even bought imoto Cape Town noma ngingagcina ngafika ngekhaya. So I think uthando lami le moto laqala lapho kakhulu.
Oh that's lovely. Icela lakho lokuqala ubathusile ngena Noah. Ngicela ungitshele ukuthi why that specific song.
Lelicula line. We were going with our student netball here at Cape Town on our way because sonke besiqala ukuya e Cape Town bese excited. So akekho wazi. So manje bese singasazi because bekukude singazi noma siyafika. Then mangithi ngiyabuka bonke sebelele lena ifuted the song le ukuthi bethusile ngena Noah. So everyone besumile sicula and we were close to Cape Town. So whenever mase Cape Town manje bese dlala nali icwele isithathela kwazi ukusibeka e Cape Town.
That's lovely. Okay. So take me to 2015 September la wathola khona i call la wathola i offer ukuthi uze la eMangosuthu uzo drive ama bus. Can you take me through your emotions at the time and what was going on in your head, how you were feeling?
Eish, 2015 bangifonela ngisendleleni, I think I was in Newcastle. Bethi ubizwa eMangosuthu uzoqala ukusebenza. So like angikaze even ngi-apply eMangosuthu kwenze kanjani because bese ngikhohliwe because senza ama interview sa test kwaphela isikhathi eside bengasibizi. So bese ngikhohliwe ukuthi mina I was applied eMangosuthu. So the first call bangifonela ngathi mina angikaze ngi-apply eMangosuthu kuphi khona lapho. And again, guy from H, that he was so patient with me. One for Nela. Again, it's normal. And after him, I was so. Then I remember what I went in the interview. Then I bang for Nela. I was so excited. In Kelaban, the car, no, me, I was so. In my house, the lemon was so cheap to poop. So, begum nandiga cool.
I'm sure. Yeah. And with you being the youngest dress, putting that nam's one of putting on patak at the time of Mr. Shandu was about to harm.
I think man figured Laboba, Babosim, figured about figuring that about in Ganab. So, as much as the sevens, as two more new sevens, Italian Babshan, the sevens are like a cacula because we deal with them as students. So, my song is called Tuba. Elim 17 uphatha kahle ama student yona into esi esizibisele kuyona kakhulu
wangena lento kuthaya njalo bathuma mina yebo saxolisa we are on the road guys so besihamba kwezinye indawo inetwork ibuyishaye phela emgaqweni ayibo leyo nto
and futhi keke ke phela ama cruiser vele obviously you know
nisa right bamdlovu
no sisa right kakhulu Siraj ka khulu kumnandi la ibhasini kumnandi.
Ungcono ke man Siraj baba. So when you got that phone call 8 years ago, it was usebenza la eMangosu uthi. Did you ever think
kubala emongwe move as table umuntu ufike kanjani lapha thiwa umuntu akakhulu
ngathi siyajabula kuba nasi sabe simthathe nje uba kuzosijabela sidance sekube mnandi yayibona so the management cause ubabushando head of department at the time athi thathe how has it assisted you in running the transport department as a whole and are you happy nalaye transport department ela emangosuthi is at the moment
no sijabule kakhulu since sine imoto ezintsha manje ezikhona sizo head ezinye I think isize kakhulu ukuthi umuntu akwenze understand kakhulu indaba yefleet in terms because imithetho yakho iyashintsha njalo so sisihlezi zama ukuthi sihlezi sibamba istandard emithetho esikwisikhona emisha esuke bayifakile
yebo basiyabonga one of your song choices inkabi zezwe umbayi mbayi can you tell me a bit about that
inkabi zezwe I mean ukuhamba nama student kakhulu yini lawa bathe malume I mean sometimes ngihambe nabantu abacishe balingana malume sifuna udlayele ngoma jayile ngoma so the fa kumbayimbayi malume so every time uthi hosile la majida akadlala kakhulu kujatshulwe ebhotweni
I am sure baba very interesting your choice of a music is very interesting considering ukuthi awukho mdala phela but nje
How is the drive right there, Sens?
I'm a boom nandi, see a drive out. It's just a vibe, I'm telling you.
Aye, number one, man, number one. It is exactly 53 after 9, and you still tuned in to the Vukubangene Breakfast Show. E weekend top 5 here to Namhlanje. See a cruiser. This cruiser. And then we wrap up before it.
All right. Sis Vala, ngicela ukwazi ukuthi are there any lessons that you've learned from abafundi mhlambe on your trips that you've taken? Mhlambe khona izinto that you take abazenzayo or mhlambe bayahlupa nje. Hayi, bamisa njalo. Yabo.
Hey, ukuhamba nabafundi, I think umuntu kumfundisa into eziningi, interact nabanye abantu bakwama university, and umasuke sambe nabo even sports ukade ungasazi ugcine sowusazi ngoba usukusupporta na uthi nami mangu uthi ngifuna iphakamiye phezulu. So kumnandi kakhulu ukusebenza nabo and hlezi sama guidance kubona siyafuna bafunde bahambe bayo kwenza ushintshe emakhaya.
Siyabonga. Sijabule kakhulu kuba nawe lamhlanje babu Ndlovu bekumnandi. Thank you for driving us as MET Radio. Hey, if we go back in a breakfast show, absolutely loved being with you this morning. Ikhuluma lakho lokugcina uDJ Tira Beno Jambo Principal ubethi ngiyabonga baba. Can you tell me your reason behind the song?
I mean ukubonga nje uNkulunkulu umuntu izinto azenzela ama asemenzele zona nokuba zema ngosuthu. I think ngiyabonga, siyabonga kakhulu. Siyabonga neRight ukuthi iRight futhi besivele silambele. Ayiphumi sebantini, so siyacela niphume nize kubantu. So lokho enikwenzile nikwenze nakwabanye abantu. Siyabonga kakhulu, siyabonga ukuphakamisa ngosuthu nibeke phambili.
This is an MUT Radio podcast. This is an MUT Radio podcast.